is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
It's at 1:35, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. Heads up, too. You can, I'd say, because a local company, my buddy Trey, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, you've heard me talk about him over the years, a personal friend of mine, does work for me personally, for this radio station, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of y'all, if you go look at the Google reviews out there, which is something. I've said this before. People are quick to go on and put something on if it's negative. But when 500 different Google reviews are online about how great the service is with 1-800-GOT-JUNK, that the person was so satisfied, they took the time to put the review out there, it says a lot. And I can tell you personally, I second and third and 500th those reviews out there. You have time, I would bet, if you know, it's, we all might have like an Aunt Marge, Aunt Margie or something. You fill in the name there. It's coming in for Thanksgiving. And they just kind of like, in a subtle way, say, well, look at all that stuff around the house. Whatever it is, whatever kind of comment they drop, make sure it's not there for them to see. Or you have family coming in for Christmas coming up. You got junk in the house, around the house. And I say around the house, too, because with great routine, Trey and his crew will take down, like I heard a discussion about it, a deck in a backyard, disassemble that, haul it off. But they haul off above ground pools, they storage buildings, trampolines, swing sets, all that kind of stuff, let alone the stuff in your house or in your garage. Or if you got a storage unit that you pay on every month, but heck, you don't even know what's in it, get rid of the stuff and let my man Trey and the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK get it gone for you. Check them out because they make appointments. This is a cool thing. None of these like sometime between Monday at 8 a.m. and Friday at 9 p.m. No, when you call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or you go to the website, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, they do this thing. It's pretty cool. Throwback, you know, traditional. They set an appointment. They find the day that works for you, the hour of the day that works for you. Then they set an appointment and then you're there. They show up, you point at the stuff you want gone, they quote your price right there on the spot. If you say yes, they get to work and get it gone right then. So check them out online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or pick up the phone. The name is the number, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. All right, and as we continue with Veterans Month here on FM Talk 106.5, it's good to bring this man on for several reasons. Number one, his service to our country as a veteran, John Kilpatrick from Veterans Recovery Resources joining us. And number two, I would say we're getting, I'm not aging you at all, but I just had some fresh-faced Army guys in here, and then I got you, John, as well. So we, Alpha and Omega, right, man?
I am certainly not the fresh face I used to be. Sure.
You've been on with us in the past talking about Veterans Recovery Resources, but not everybody listens every day. So let's kind of set the stage, first of all, who y'all are, and then we can talk about all the great things happening.
Yeah, for sure. We're a veteran nonprofit organization based here in Mobile. You know, it's an organization started by veterans for veterans. And our goal and our mission is to remove barriers to care for veterans, first responders and their families. And we've tried to help do that by creating a healthcare system that really meets all the needs that a veteran might get. And we're trying to, you know, just close the gaps between, you know, what exists, you know, and what folks need. And, you know, access to care could be anything from a ride to an appointment or, you know, getting them into our clinic to see one of our providers, you know, because they can't get an appointment somewhere else.
You know, and it may shock civilians to go, they can't get appointments, but it's a thing that happens, or they can't get, you know, to an appointment that they have set. Unless there's somebody like you or we have a veteran in our family, a lot of people are, I'll use the word accurately, I think, ignorant to that.
Well, it's really tough, Sean, because a lot of veterans are, you know, I don't know what it is, but they don't enroll for you know, like VA healthcare. You know, the majority, a vast majority of veterans in Alabama are not enrolled in VA healthcare. And then, you know, those who are, you know, live a long way from the facility, or they can't get an appointment on time. There's a host of problems and issues. And I like to call them 50-cent problems. You know, I talk to veterans who are struggling all the time, you know, homeless vets, folks that are just really, you know, kind of hurting. And you talk to them, and I always like to kind of find out how they got there. And it's almost always, you know, something that's pretty simple to solve, but they just couldn't get the resource, didn't know where to go, didn't know who to ask. and, you know, went down, you know, another route.
Yes, and there's this, you know what to look out for. And John, we've also talked about it, you and I, with what you dealt with, you know, with your time in the Marine Corps, in Army Reserve, and your deployments, and what you face coming home. You're not talking to these people like you've got a white lab coat on and you're pointing at them. You've been in both trenches with them.
Yeah, I think that's really the key. You know, a lot of veterans, especially us combat veterans, we're pretty skeptical. And, you know, I'd say probably not very trusting folks. And so we're not going to take advice or, you know, take the lead from somebody that we, you know, don't believe knows what they're talking about. Now, that doesn't mean they don't know what they're talking about, but we kind of want to see somebody that looks like us, acts like us, and more importantly, talks like us and has experienced the things that we've experienced. You know, combat experience is pretty unique. You know, we're a pretty small population of veterans, and even a smaller group of those that actually, you know, see combat. And so, you know, we think we're pretty special. Maybe we are, but we're pretty, you know, hard-headed and difficult to get to sometimes. And so it's really helpful, you know, when somebody comes in to Vets Recover, and you know, the person at the desk is a veteran, or even their social worker or their doctor is a veteran. It really helps kind of close that trust gap, and it starts to build therapeutic relationships and trusting relationships really quick. And they seem to last longer, and they seem to work faster.
Yeah, and you've talked about this in the past. Yeah, even if that person is not a veteran, having somebody like you or somebody else on the staff that is, as an ambassador, maybe, you know, or just say, hey, we know this person. This person cares for us. This is a person you can trust.
That's right. We, you know, our veteran peers, that's a huge part of what we do. I think it's something that really makes us special, where we've got veterans who are, you know, have experienced mental health, addiction, all these same issues we're trying to help folks with. You know, I'm one of them. I've been in long-term recovery, and so I know what it takes to recover because I've done it. And so, you know, if you come to me, I may not be the guy to help you, but if I'm going to send you to somebody, I'm going to give you the information that you need to go in believing that that person can help you. So we kind of act, I like to say, as a trust broker, you know, where we know a physician, we know a care provider that works, that understands military culture, that can talk to a veteran in a way that they can connect. And we know, you know, that they're providing high quality evidence-based healthcare. And so we can kind of broker that trust and get that fella or that lady in to see a provider, and they go in already trusting that it's going to work because, you know, another veteran's kind of vouched for them.
You know, we talk about what y'all do like that, and also let's talk about where you do it, right? The facility here. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, you really got to get out to see the new place. Right now, and since November of 18, we've been operating out of a pretty small 1,200-square-foot clinic right there on Spring Hill Avenue. And we're nearing the completion of a world-class facility, a 34-bed facility that's going to provide detox, medically monitored, probably the highest level of care for folks who are struggling with drugs and alcohol, detox, residential treatment. We've got 7 acres of land there. We'll have space for recreation and for fellowship and community, and just a phenomenal facility right in the heart of Midtown, easy to get to, right on a bus stop. And that facility is really going to help us deliver a level of care that just really doesn't exist right now in our state.
Yeah, and one that's very much needed. I want to say this too, y'all, that while this is the story, the ongoing story of Veterans Recovery Resources, the longer term, I'll tell you something that happened the other day. And that y'all, you know, the phone number's listed on your website. We can give it out. But we had a talk to a veteran that was in need to talk to somebody the other day. And it was you that facilitated putting that veteran with the right person to talk to when they needed it so much on that Veterans Day earlier this month. So that's an amazing service you're doing in our community.
Sean, we do that every day. And one of the things that we know is, like I said, folks just don't know where to go or how to access it. And we have really, since we started, we answer our phone 24 hours a day, and a veteran answers the phone. A veteran who can, listen, who can kind of get an idea what that person is going through, what they need. And just like we did for your caller the other day, connect them with somebody, usually the same day. Not only do we employ veteran peers, but we've got a whole network, kind of a recovery community of folks that will, literally stop what they're doing and go pick a veteran up and get them where they need to be.
It's fantastic.
It really is. It's just, to us, it's really not all that unusual. For those of us in long-term recovery, we know our personal recovery depends on us being able to help the next person. And we also know that, our recovery has got to be the most important thing in our life. So that means if we got to stop what we're doing and go, help somebody that's in trouble, that's what we're going to do.
All right. Tell folks here if they obviously need your services right now or long term, how they get in touch with you. And also if people that are civilians out there that want to help and support what you do, how do we get in touch?
Yeah, for sure. The best thing to do is go to our website, which is vetsrecover.org. That's VETSRECOVER.org. Or just call the number 251-405-3677. And we answer that phone 365 days a year and 24 hours a day.
John, always enjoy having you come on, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, brother. Thank you.
All right. John Kilpatrick, Veterans Recovery Resources, here on this Veterans Month. And happy Thanksgiving. All right. Coming right back, another veteran, a Marine, joins us next.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back to Midday Mobile. Glad to have you all along, and good to have my friend Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino Rowan back in studio. Good to see you, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Sean. Great to be here.
Okay, so right now on this station, I'm sure we have public service announcements running from Aaliyah or whatever. Don't drink and drive during the holidays. We've heard them. It almost gets to a point where people are like, yeah, I've heard them. But your perspective on this, I think, is one that will get people's attention, because you and the folks at Taylor Martino Rowan deal with the other side of this. You have people come into your office that they themselves or a family member has been killed or injured because somebody was drinking and driving, right? I mean, you see we say, don't do it. Everybody's like, yeah, you shouldn't do it. Why shouldn't they do it? Tell me about people that are injured.
Well, there's no excuse to drink and drive when you've got all these services, Uber, Lyft, and probably more out there, where you don't have to drink and drive. Okay, so it's inexcusable to drink and drive. And I want to tell you, really, who's impressed me is like the college kids. I've got a daughter who's a senior in college. They don't drink and drive.
Yeah.
They get Ubers. They have somebody drive them. And I've been really impressed with that. But that's not the case for everybody, So if my, 21-year-old daughter and her friends and even the guys can be responsible and act responsible and do the right thing, why can't, more seasoned adults do it? Because, it's Russian roulette.
But people think, okay, but see, and you know that side of it. Your daughter growing up in your house knows that side of it. But people don't think, I'm not going to hurt anybody. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. What could happen? And then you see, that's why I think it's important for you to talk, because you see the other side of this where it did happen and somebody is killed or somebody is injured.
Well, I mean, if you're on a roadway and the only thing that's separating you is one little line, and if you cross that line, okay, don't cross that line, then you're going to get in a serious wreck where somebody's maimed or killed. That's a very small margin when you're drinking and driving, or if you're even distracted, from texting on your phone. I think, in some circumstances, that is just as bad, maybe even worse than drinking and driving. And so you know, with the margins so thin and with the stakes so high, I mean, you have got to be deliberate in your actions. You got to say, I'm not going to drink and drive. And when you change someone's life, when you hurt someone forever or take a loved one away, you're going to have to pay for it.
Yeah, and that's the point from what your perspective is. See the other side of it, because people will say, well, I'm not going to be that person. I'm not going to hurt that person. Well, you know what? The people that killed and injured other people didn't, I don't think, you know, a lot of them didn't get in their vehicle saying, I'm going to go kill or injure somebody, but they did.
Well, it can happen to anybody. Anybody can be the culprit. You know, just because, you know, you go to church on Sunday or whatever you do, it doesn't excuse if you drink and drive. It doesn't give you the right to do something terribly wrong. If you value your own freedom, you shouldn't drink and drive. Because, I mean, hopefully, if you do hurt somebody, the DA is going to take care of it. And then on the civil side, we're going to take care of it.
Yeah, and talking to people that have been in that horrible situation who, you know, are looking for somebody to represent them personally or for a family member. They come to you directly.
I'm dealing with one right now where, a two-year-old has brain injury, a terrible, terrible brain injury. The guy had been at a joint during the week from 12 to 5 drinking. And you had mom and dad in the front of the pickup truck, and you know it was a four-door pickup truck,
like
and
crew
then
cab,
yeah, and then you had the child in the infant seat, you know, buckled up perfectly, and that two-year-old, we're still hoping and praying because it's still after 2 months or maybe 3 months, pretty non-responsive, yeah.
Yeah, that's the story, is heartbreaking as it is, needs to be heard by so many people when they go and say, well, tonight I'm okay. I can just make tonight. You can't. It could be a situation just like this. All right. Talking to folks that have had, number one, don't drink and drive. Your message every year to us, and there's options not to. But if somebody's in this situation, how do they get in touch with you?
They can just Google Taylor Martino Rowan. They can call me at 251-433-3131.
Ed, I appreciate you coming in.
Thanks, Sean. Thank you.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.